Cortina de Ampezzo. The Dolomites don't speak, they tower. Cortina felt like both the edge of the map and a return to the wild. This is where I felt small again, not just physically, but creatively. The scale of the Dolomites is staggering. It silences the mind. You could finally breathe here. The temperature around 15 Celsius was almost back to normal. Believe it or not, the clouds here dwarf the mountains. Being from San Francisco, I'm used to the clouds and fog, but this was on another level. I was back in my element, or maybe just somewhere that felt familiar. The mountains and I are accustomed to one another, expecting the unexpected. The air was thin, the images were sharp, the stillness felt known, and for once, the people around me dressed like me. My socks stank, and my shoes even worse. I had to secure them in a trash bag to make sure they didn't nuke the few clean pieces of gear I had left. Yet, even with that, I found moments of profound calm. I saw horses and cows with bells around their neck. I pulled up a rock and sat next to them, just watching and enjoying their peacefulness. I tried to be as calm as they were, even as the sun cooked my back. On my last day, fatigue finally kicked in. I overslept and almost missed my bus if a local bread maker hadn't miraculously given me a ride to town. I made it just in time. Certain things happened throughout this trip that were very odd, almost like divine intervention. This was definitely one of them.